Now, it is to the northern kingdom that he's speaking directly. And the judgment is severe. The judgment actually is very harsh. Then you would not think, when you come to the end of chapter 2, that you would find this very beautiful little prophecy of the future that shines here like a ray of sunshine that breaks through the dark clouds on a stormy day. Listen now as I read verse 12 of chapter 2. He says, I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. And you notice when God speaks of them actually as sinners, he's using the term, O Jacob. And that is a term that means if he's going to do this, he's not going to do it because of their worthiness or because of some character trait or something that they have, but it simply means that God is going to do it by his grace. Now, this is something that refers to the future. It could never have been fulfilled in the Babylonian captivity, and it has not been fulfilled in their recent return to the land. Couldn't be. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. And there are more of the nation Israel in New York City than there is in the whole land of Israel. And there's a great company of them still in Russia today. So God has not really assembled them yet, according to prophecy. And he says, then I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. Now, he's using both names, Jacob and now Israel. Now, he's speaking of a remnant. Now, that is the remnant. And he's always had that remnant out of the nation, and he's never had anything but the remnant. There never has been a time when it could be said that they had turned to God 100%. And it was always for the sake of the remnant that God was gracious to them. And in the day that is coming in the future, even in the great tribulation period, when we read, all Israel shall be saved, who are we talking about? Well, we're talking about all of Israel that belong to that company of 144,000. They are all going to make it through. Book of Revelation makes it clear that they were sealed, and that, I think, means sealed by the Holy Spirit of God, and that they are going to be able to make it through the great tribulation period. But they are only a remnant. After all, there are probably 3 million of those people today that are in that land, and there are probably 12 million out of the land, so that 144,000 is a remnant, and that's all that it could be considered. Now, God says, I will put them together like the sheep of Bozrah. Now, Bozrah was a place of many flocks of sheep, and the reason was the grass was especially green and tender there. And God says, I'm going to put them together like the sheep of Bozrah. In other words, the 23rd Psalm will be fulfilled. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And this is the thing that he's talking about here, by the way. Now he says, I'll put them together like the sheep of Bozrah, like the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. Because of the fact that there is a great number returned to the land. When God returns the nation to the land, that doesn't mean all of them are going to be saved by any means. But it's going to be a tremendous thing. Now, if what has happened in our day has caused so many of the prophetic teachers to become very much in exultation and in rejoicing that they're seeing prophecy fulfilled, which I don't think we're seeing, but I do believe that if what we've seen is an occasion for rejoicing, what will it be when God really returns the nation to the land? Now in verse 13, it says, the breaker is come up before them. They have broken up, and have passed through the gate and are gone out of it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord at the head of them. Now, that will be the time when I think they enter the millennial kingdom, is when the Lord will be the one to lead them. He will then have returned to the earth. And of course, I don't think anyone is quite gone far enough to say that he has returned. He hasn't yet. And believe me, the world will know it when he does return to this earth.